Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. John McClain with us. He's presented each and every week by FreelandChevy.com. John, have you ever refused to shake a man's hand?
Not since I grew up.
Richard Sherman's claiming that Baker Mayfield wouldn't shake his hand, and that motivated him last night.
Yeah, if he needs that to be motivated, something's wrong with him. It's like J.J. Watt gets asked here, you know, if this happens, do you get more motivated? He said, if you don't get motivated for games, you shouldn't be in the business without needing something like that. Sherman, and I'll say this about Mayfield, he sure has antagonized a lot of players. And if what goes around comes around, and you better be able to back it up. And Nick Bosa didn't forget him planting that flag at Ohio State when he was at Oklahoma, which is, to me, is classless. And he did it last night and rubbed it in his face and then ripped him after the game. And Richard Sherman ripped him after the game. And they're not even in the same division. Usually these kind of comments are safe for the division rivals.
How legit are the San Francisco 49ers?
Jonathan, I didn't think they were. I wasn't buying in until I watched the game last night, the decisiveness of it. Excuse me. I'm guessing. Excuse me. Last year, if Jimmy Garoppolo hadn't blown out his knee, they'd have been much more competitive, maybe a playoff team. But I've been shocked that they're 4-0 and they totally dominated the Browns like that, because I drank the Browns Kool-Aid before the season and picked them to win the division. But the 49ers, they ran the ball incredibly well. They've got a good front seven, and Kyle Shanahan is doing a terrific job.
And I know Baker Mayfield after the game last night, John, said, boy, my haters are really going to come after me now after this performance. It certainly seems that with Baker Mayfield's personality and some things he said, I don't think Richard Sherman or anyone else needs a lot of motivation to go against Baker Mayfield. I feel like the rest of the league is pretty well geared up to go against him because of who he is.
I think because of that, but also just the whole Browns team because of all the hype. You know, it's pretty stupid what Richard Sherman said afterward. Anybody that didn't believe in them before the season, keep picking them to be bad so they'll be embarrassed at the end of the season. Well, who would have picked them to do anything? You had a quarterback coming off an ACL, a bad year last year. Nobody in their right mind is going to pick the 49ers to do anything, I don't think. But guys got to have chips on their shoulder. And I guess Sherman, after all these years, is still one of them. But I think people get extra hype for the Browns just because they're tired of hearing about the Browns.
615-737-1045, our number, if you want to talk with John McClain.
Phone lines are wide open. Wherever you want to go across the league, now's your chance to talk with the Hall of Famer, John McClain, the man in black. 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
John, 53 points by the Houston Texans against the Falcons. Is it the Texans are that great, or are the Falcons that bad this year?
Well, you guys ought to know, you saw them the week before, and the Texans the week before had 10 points against Carolina in a 16-10 loss and got blasted all week, especially Bill O'Brien. So what happened was, and this is according to Next Generation Stats, they came out and threw the ball faster than any time they'd done that this year, and that made a heck of a difference. Watson threw 426 yards, 5 touchdowns. No interceptions, a perfect 158.3 rating. He made history doing that. And running game generated 166 yards. They had 192. And so everything they did worked. And I was stunned after the way it happened before. That's the second most points in history to the 57 Watson put on the Titans 2 years ago when he was a rookie. According to Next Generation Stats, he threw the ball 2.43 seconds, and that's the fastest he's thrown this season. Through the first four, it was 2.92, and that was among the league's slowest. He wasn't sacked. He was hit once. In the two games, the Texans have had their five starting offensive linemen. That includes their two rookies. They have beaten the Chargers and the Falcons. Watson has thrown for 777 yards, 8 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Major fumble over there. 17-16 at halftime of that game. So what? And they were down 17-16. So what changed at halftime? And it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Texans a couple times have been like this year where they've had these offensive outbursts, but they've come not over the course of a game, but really over the course of a half.
Great point. That's the way it was with the Chargers. They were down 17-7 at halftime, and they came roaring back, didn't give up a touchdown in the second half, and they won that one. And so they've been notorious slow starters. Now, in this game, they had to punt on their first series. They didn't punt again. The only other series they had in which they didn't score was right at the end of the first half when they got the ball back with 22 seconds. They scored on all five possessions. In the second half, one of the things they've become really good at making big plays. They're number two to Kansas City in plays of 30 or more yards. Texans have 14, Chiefs have 16, which bodes well for the game Sunday at Arrowhead between these two seasons. Will Fuller has 6. He had 4 against the Falcons. Kenny Stills, who didn't play against the Falcons because of the hamstring, he's got 4. So they have Hopkins, Fuller, Stills, Kiki QT, and their tight ends, Darren Fells and Jordan Akins, have combined for 5 touchdowns. So they're spreading the ball around a lot, which is one reason their running game has worked so well, even though they've got Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson as their backs, both of whom were acquired in trades and both of whom were backups.
Want more content from 104.5 The Zone? Head to our website and click on the podcast page for original podcasts, on-demand audio, and your favorite shows. Get the best from The Wake Up Zone, Midday 180, 3HL, and The Big Six. Plus, check out originals like Paul Kuharsky Elsewhere, Step One Learn Sports, The Pop Six, The Strike Zone, The Ultimate Tennessee Podcast, and more. Subscribe to our podcast feeds for Apple and Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify to have them download straight to your smartphone. Check it out now, 1045thezone.com/podcast.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Some of the $5 biggie bag. John McClain's presented by FreelandChevy.com. John, we go to the phones. We start with Taylor to talk about the Washington Redskins. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, guys. How's everybody? Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm fine, Taylor. How are you?
Good, man. Always good to talk to you. Okay, so yesterday they pulled the trigger on Gruden. I know you're not surprised. Number one, did you think it should have happened sooner? And number two, you know, Gruden's the fall guy in this thing, but Bruce Allen is really the cancer that we need to get rid of. Snyder won't do it. They're friends, they're buddies. I don't see this franchise turning around until Allen goes. Give me your thoughts and good talking to you, man.
I agree 100% that, it's going to be hard to get a good coach to go there. If you're a good coach, it means you're going to have more than one option. Why in the world would you go to Washington and work for Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen? That organization is just in shambles. There was a great column on Yahoo.com by Tres Paylor, who's covered the NFL a long time and grew up a Redskins fan, about the organization yesterday. It's just depressing is that a lot of people have left there over the last year. And until they get an established football player in there, give him football general manager, give him an ironclad 5-year contract. In other words, if he gets fired, he gets paid for the rest of that contract. Give him the resources he needs to succeed and then get out of it. Stay out of it. And let him run, hire his own coach, and do that. Problem you're going to have now it came out Jay Gruden didn't want Dwayne Haskins, and that came out in the media, and I don't know if it's true or not, but if it's not true, people still believe it, including Haskins, and so a new quarterback's going to come in, a new coach will come in there. What if he didn't want Haskins? Now you're stuck with it. And so it's not a good situation, and I agree with you, as long as Bruce is there, they don't have a prayer turning it around.
We go next to D with Anthony on deck. Hey, D.
Hey, how are you today? First time caller, last time listener.
Thank you, D.
Question for John. I guess everybody's talking about it. I hear a lot about it, but it's something really bothering me. I'm a big baseball fan. I watch the instant replay. They're pretty good on that. They hardly ever miss one. NFL is, with our calls, the officiating is absolutely unbelievable. Even if you rebuke the call and throw the red flag, they still don't overturn a lot of them, which are so evident. The Steeler game Sunday on a roughing the passer call pretty much cost the Steelers the game. I've seen a terrible call at the Titans game this week, which now we got where Vrabel sprayed to even throw a flag because the trade won't get overturned. When is the NFL going to step up and do something about the officiating? Because what they're doing now is not working.
Well, they don't know what to do. What do you want them to do? One thing they did, people say, well, they need to hire them full-time. It's a full-time job now. With everything those officials have to do during the week, you cannot have another job. And you don't get paid like it's a full-time job. And I don't know what the answer is. They lost a lot of referees, and they lost some good ones, so they brought in some young ones. But, New York, without Alberto Riveron, he's been involved in a lot of controversy, and since replays are reviewed in New York and they're the ones that tell them yes or no, the blame's not on the officials on the field. The blame's on New York for not seeing the same things we do.
Does the league think, what do you think Goodell thinks about the state of officiating?
I think he thinks like fans think. I think that he's upset about it, too. They're kind of like pulling their hair out because they've tried so many different things and don't know what the answer is. And maybe they need to go back and offer Dean Blandino or Mike Pereira write a blank check for them to come back. Because since Pereira turned it over to Blandino, he got hired by Fox. And so now Alberto Riveron was promoted. Noel Al is having all kind of controversy with his people. Maybe it starts at the top and they need to think about a change or hiring a former referee and bringing him in there.
Anthony is next up. Anthony, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I had a question about what you guys think about Teddy Bridgewater, if you think he'll move on to something better after this Saints gig when Drew Brees comes back, if you think he's played well enough to get a starting job, or do you think he stays a backup?
I think he's playing well enough to get a starting job. He's 3-0. Drew Brees will be back after their bye week, I believe, which means he'll miss three more a month total. He's already throwing the ball. And there's no need to rush him back because Bridgewater's playing so well. They've rallied around him. They paid him, I think, $7.5 million to re-sign him. So he's taking advantage of his opportunity, just like Kyle Allen and Gardner Minshew. I don't know if I've seen a time with so many backup quarterbacks playing so well. Usually it's a kiss of death when you got to go to the backup, but not if you're the Saints or the Panthers or the Jaguars.
And he's going to be I thought they're keeping him around to be the replacement for Breeze.
Yeah, I don't know. No way they knew about that, something like that before this season. Maybe they are, but if Breeze has already said he wants to play another few years in Bridgewater, if that's the case, he's got to go.
Imagine Miami with the options they had. They thought they were getting him. He took the visit, and normally if you take the visit, you don't leave. And he decided to leave and go back to be the backup in New Orleans, and now he's in a great situation.
Really, he sure is. Can you imagine? He's probably thinking his lucky stars every day to go home to South Florida because that would have been a disaster.
Reno, great to hear from you, man.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Great to hear from you guys again.
Yeah.
As always, every day you guys are the ride home, and it's an awesome ride.
Thank you.
Hey, John, the first 3 weeks of football, I was pretty happy, but we didn't play anybody. Yesterday was a coming-out party for the 49ers and their front seven. Bosa, 3 sacks, that he only got credited for 2. The front seven is putting pressure on the front four has been playing unbelievable. And if they can keep that up, you know, I think Seattle and the Rams and the rest of the NFC are going to have a problem. Now, my question is, am I getting a little ahead of myself? I know they haven't really played anybody, but after last night, they look like something special is going to be intact.
I don't know why anybody couldn't get excited about the 49ers with their season, and especially the way they manhandled the Browns. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are doing a terrific job. You know, they had a hiccup last year because, you know, you lost Jimmy Garoppolo when they were counting on him so much. And they developed Mullins as a good backup. So they know what they're doing. The division's still tough. The Seahawks right now, Russell Wilson's got the highest rating in the league, playing better than he ever has. The Rams have lost two in a row in which they've given up like 80 points. But they're still going to be in it. And Arizona won at Cincinnati. But right now, those top three teams, anybody could win it. Anybody could finish third. And that's why it's a good division and a great race. And the 49ers are in the thick of it.
Also, guys, this puts a lot of offenses and a lot of management back in a bad spot where fans are again and again going to be saying, where's my offense like that?
Yeah.
This is what people want. This is fun to watch. It's smart. It's crafty. You turn on Twitter, all the smart football people are talking about the concepts and the deployment and the running back usage and all of that, just raving and gushing and raving. And so are the fans. That's modern football right there. That's what Matt LaFleur was going to bring here, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, but the 49ers are also doing it defensively.
Yeah.
And they face the Rams. You mentioned the Rams. They have the Rams this week, John, on Sunday. And it's a Rams defense that's allowed 85 points over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Rams are struggling right now.
And one good thing about the 49ers is they're running the ball as well as they do. 275 yards last night. You're not going to get 200 yards every week. But if you can run it, that makes such a difference. Because it takes pressure off the quarterback. And I think this Rams game, I'm thinking the Rams, gosh, can you imagine if they lost three in a row the year after going to the Super Bowl? I think if they did, 49ers win, they can say there's a new sheriff in town.
Final call for you, John, is Eric. Hey, Eric.
Hey, John, I don't get to talk to you as much as I used to, as I would like, but it's always a pleasure when I can.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Two quick questions, I'll let you go. Raiders. Won two in a row, especially at the whole Antonio Brown mess. Are you surprised? Do you think they can keep it up, possibly contend for a wild card, as a lot of people thought they were going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL? And also Aaron Rodgers. I thought he took an unnecessary cheap shot at Mike McCarthy. He's gone. Why do you do that? And isn't he part of the leadership that was previous? I mean, you won. I mean, there was just no need for that. We'll talk to you, John. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You're right, Eric. There was no need for that. As far as the Raiders, yes, they just went in Indy. They go to London. They beat the Bears 3-2, and I think I haven't really bought into it yet, but it's hard not to. I still want to see some more, but they're a whole lot more fun these last 2 weeks than they were before.
John, thank you as always. Your segments always fly by here on the show. I thought today was a lot of fun.
Thank you guys very much. I'll talk to you Friday.